Thanks to Wendigo Tea for their support. They're keeping each episode steeped in mystery and value. WendigoTea.com.
Your daily game plan for success. It's Sacks in the Morning. Steve Sacks.
Hi, Steve Sacks here with Sacks in the Morning, and today is Tuesday, March 21st. We're talking about reevaluation week, something we like to do at least every quarter. We do it in business, did it when I was a financial consultant. Now we'd like to do it in our lives as well. We want to keep on the upward trend and making sure that we are happy. So I'll tell you one of the things that I don't have to reevaluate in my life, and that's my love for Wendigo Tea. I'll tell you, about a couple of weeks ago, we had Sky White on. He is the founder and owner of WendigoTea.com. And as you well know, Sky, if you listen to his interview, Sky is in a band called the Foxy Shazam, and he has done actually more gigs around the world than the Rolling Stones. That shows you how much he has been involved in music. He's a great keyboard player. He played a little bit for us on the broadcast, if you saw that as well. And he did an amazing vetting process. He did. I mean, in the spare time between the sound checks and the actual performance, he was out sampling tea. And he did this all over the world. You talk about a vetting process? Whoa! And he found the best tea in the world. And that's what we have now in WendigoTea.com. Also, remember that if you want to save 15% on your order at WendigoTea.com, don't forget to put SAX, that's SACS, in the promo code and save 15% on your order now. So back to reevaluating your life. I am giving some tips on how to look at priorities in your life that can lead to more happiness. Yesterday, I gave you three tips, and today I'm going to give you three more, all from this article on a resource called startofhappiness.com. So the first tip for today is to remember this old adage, right? If you have one foot on yesterday and you have another foot on tomorrow, what you're doing is you're just ready to take a big fat dump on today. Nah, that's not a good idea, right? Not good. So I really believe that staying in the moment is all you really can do, right? I mean, you got to put your faith and trust in what's happening right now. And, you know, one way I learned to do this, and if you can imagine this, it being up at bat against a guy like a Nolan Ryan or a Steve Carlton or a Hall of Fame pitcher, like maybe Ferguson Jenkins. Going against guys like this, you absolutely had to stay in the moment. You couldn't think about, you know, yesterday's at bat. You can't think about what you're going to do when you go out on defense after you're at bat. If you're, you know, you're up to bat with two outs, you got to think about what's happening right now. And that's all you can do. And so if that can be metaphorically transferred into our lives, like you're in the at-bat of your life, you know, staying in the moment is a really, really important thing because it's all you have right now, logically. And I think if you just kind of approach this as, look, the sun's going to come up tomorrow, there's going to be another day, and you have plenty of time to think about that. If you try to stay in the moment, you're going to reap a lot of rewards this way because you're not going to worry as much. And you're going to be able to enjoy tremendously what's happening as you live it instead of guessing what tomorrow might bring. Secondly, start to forgive yourself and others. Man, this is something I've tried to talk to people about when I was doing coaching, is you got to forgive yourself. Listen, first of all, you got to be able to forgive other people. No matter what it may be, it doesn't pay you any dividends to have, you know, a scorned attitude about people. And it's not easy. You know, we all go through our lives and we just can't stand this person or that person, whatever. But you got to try to rise above that. And just remember this, if you don't forgive other people, then you're not going to be forgiven either. So you got to start with your own way of forgiving other people. And here's another thing about this. If you carry around all this angst and hatred for somebody else, all you're doing is letting them win. You're letting them put you in your own prison by not being able to forgive somebody. You hear about the great words of kill them with kindness. Well, that's kind of part of it, is you got to learn to forgive people so that you can be forgiven as well. And number three, get in charge of your health. In all the things that we may talk about for this week about reevaluation, I don't think there's any that is more valuable than getting in charge of your health. Look, as we become older, what else do you have except your health? Really? I mean, it starts there. if you got all these wonderful plans and places you're going to go and things you're going to do, things I'm going to buy, whatever, nothing matters if you're in the hospital ready to die because you have terrible habits as far as your life is going. Number one, go to a gym and start to get yourself in shape. Number two, hire a dietitian and start to eat the right foods. If you don't put the right nutrition inside your body, it's not going to do any good. Those two things work hand in hand. Now, we can talk about mental toughness and spiritual health and mental health and all that, and that is absolutely hugely important. But as you get a little bit older, you may need to have some lifestyle changes, and the best money that you can spend is at a gym and also to hire a dietitian and make sure that you're eating the right foods. If you don't do this, you may not be around very long. So get in charge of your health and spend the money the right way. Go to a gym, get a dietitian, and start getting yourself in good shape. And tomorrow, we're going to talk about four more tips on some reevaluation changes that will prove to be great for your life. And that's my short for today. If you like what you heard, give us a positive review, subscribe, and share. Also, remember that the Sacks in the Morning swag is now available on my Instagram site. Go to SacksInTheMorning_podcast. You'll see it right there on the Instagram, and just hit the link. Everything's there, mugs, hats, tumblers, you name it. Take advantage of it.